Ontario's Christian Superstation, Life 100.3, Hawk Nelson and Drops in the Ocean. It is 108 and a bit of a different day here at the radio station. Obviously, COVID-19 crippling lots of Canadians. And who's that? I got a guest in the studio.
You do. Steve Bradley. It's me from the Get Up and Go show.
And you're here with, we got a pastor as well.
We do. We have one of my friends, Pastor Jen Wager from Barrie Free Methodist Church. And one of the things as we were talking as a staff, we really felt like we needed to change things up today because church looked totally different across Central Ontario. And it's not alarming. It's not, it felt different. There's a lot of people with anxiety. There's a lot of people with what next, what's going on. And so we just thought, why don't we encourage Central Ontario with our pastors? And first up is Pastor Jen Wager from Barrie Free Methodist Church. Pastor Jen, thank you so much for you came in on such short notice. You ran over here and we really appreciate and love you for that. So thank you.
No problem. It's great to be here with you guys.
Yeah. So yesterday, church looked different all across Central Ontario. A lot of churches have moved. I don't want to say they canceled church because I don't like that language. I want to say that. No, don't use that, David, man. I want to say that we moved to online. We didn't meet physically at most locations like across Central Ontario. But Jen, what did your experience look like yesterday at Barrie Free Methodist Church?
All right. Well, normally we would have church every Sunday morning, 10 a.m., people in the chairs ready to worship the Lord. And then Friday came and everything was like a go until about 5 after 5, because I was actually supposed to speak at a friend's church.
Yeah.
And he said, we've canceled. And I'm like, shoot, if you've canceled and other churches are canceling, I'm wondering if we need to cancel. So we decided at like 5:30 that we were going to cancel. And the question was, well, what are we going to do? And I said, don't worry, I'll just do something on Sunday morning. So a friend of mine came and she did all the AV stuff. And I got out our Lenten reading. So every Sunday morning we do a Lenten reading leading up to the cross. And we actually extinguish a candle every Sunday.
Okay.
And then on Good Friday, we actually extinguish the Christ candle to symbolize the death of Christ. And so as I was reading the Lenten reading, it was all about making space for God to speak, like getting rid of technology, getting rid of all the things that distract. And I'm thinking, this is totally where we're at. Like, and so is God asking us just to make space for him, and that maybe in the midst of all the craziness that's going on in the world, that God is saying, would you draw near to me?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
What was the response like yesterday for you guys?
Well, actually, it was really great. So we did it. I'm always a very interactive person. So even if you hear me on a Sunday morning, I'm throwing out questions and asking people to interact.
Yeah, you are. You're a great preacher.
And so I said to them, like, I want you to repeat after me. Like, I actually said that with nobody in the room. And I said, I want you to repeat after me. God is here. And it was just so cool. So we went Facebook Live. And it was so cool to see people actually responding, like, God is here, God is here, God is here. And one of our kids actually liked seeing all the hearts go up. And so she kept pushing the hearts go up button. And it was like, people are interacting, even though there's nobody in the space. And I asked a couple people who are singles, like myself, did you feel like you were alone? And they said, no, because you were talking to me.
Oh, come on.
Because we kept going over the fact that God is here. If two of us are gathered, and even though we were separated, I was talking to them, they were interacting with me. So there's that sense that we're two or three are gathered, God is there. And it was just I felt a powerful, powerful time of being together, experiencing God in a time when it's like, God, where are you?
Yeah. Speak to a little bit about, you know, because a lot of pastors maybe, can I ask you, can I put you on the spot and say, how stressful was leading up to Sunday for pastors?
Well, let's just say that I broke out with a cold sore on the outside of my lip and a canker sore on the inside of my lip. And I have lots of pastor friends that are like, what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing? And they're trying to come up with plans on Sunday morning, first Sunday morning. And it was difficult because if you've never gone online or you've done live streaming or used Facebook Live, you're like, what am I going to do? What does it have to look like? And I just am like, it doesn't have to look normal.
Come on.
So we literally set up the camera. I stood behind the communion table. The candles were on one side, the cross was on another. And I just talked to the camera as if I was talking to our congregation. But so often we think we're so used to doing the same thing all the time. And so another friend of mine said, I think this is the time to change.
Ooh.
And so what is God asking us to do about how do we reach out to people who can't actually physically come on a Sunday morning and making it interactive for them? And one of the comments that popped up said, this was such a powerful time for us. I hope we can do this more often because I'm a shift worker, so I can't come every Sunday morning. But it really got me thinking, because it's so easy just to stay in the box Sunday morning, 10 a.m., 9 a.m., whatever it is, and think this is the way to do church. But I think it's really challenging us of thinking outside the box, thinking, how am I going to reach people with the goodness and love of God? So it was just so exciting. So now we're all thinking, okay, what are we going to do next Sunday? Like, how are we going to engage?
Mm-hmm. What's it
going to
look like?
And so, you know, we look at how many people viewed, and we actually had over, probably at this point, it's over 300 views. And on a Sunday morning, we might get 220.
So
we actually got way more engagement being
online,
like, online than we would have in a church setting, building setting on Sunday mornings. So,
and what I love about the opportunities is going to give to the church. So we just want to put out a little hope there is that with all the churches doing some kind of online content, it's going to give you an opportunity for us who are sitting in the pews, sitting in the chairs to say, let me share my pastor's video. Let me share, you know, what my pastor, what my church is doing. So it's opening up a whole new avenue. If you've never gone that route before, you know, with online streaming or Facebook streaming, anything like that, it's now opening up the door to be able to share through this crisis, through this time, the hope of Jesus Christ. And look who we are turning to. Jen, what was your message about on Sunday? I know you're talking about just dipping out the candles and stuff like that.
But. Right. So it really was about experiencing Christ. Like, wherever we are, we can experience Christ. And the fact that Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And so it doesn't matter what we're facing. Like, God is there with us.
That's good.
Like, he is with us. And so I really wanted to encourage our people that so often we have in our minds that I have to get to church Sunday morning in order that I get my fill up of God. So almost like you're blowing up your balloon, your spiritual balloon. And then over week, it sort of seeps out, right? Mm. Like, just seeps, like a little bit of God goes out every day. And then I have to come back on a Sunday morning and get my fill up of God. And I'm like, no, like, we should be experiencing God every single moment of every single day. And Sunday morning is that time that we come together and we celebrate the goodness of God. Yeah. And I think so often we come Sunday mornings with the bags and we're like, okay, let's get these bags off. And we spend 45 minutes getting rid of the bags. And then we get a little fill up of Jesus and it's enough. And it's like, no, like, we need to be practicing, cultivating the presence of God every single day in our life. So that was really the focus of what I talked about yesterday, was let's cultivate the presence of God in our life every day, like experiencing him. So this morning I'm spending time alone with the Lord.
And this is going to be good.
And God, I really like, because Mondays for pastors suck.
Come on, Jen, preach it.
I'm just letting you know, like, if you don't feel convicted to pray for your pastor any day of the week,
Do it Monday.
Because the enemy comes in like a flood.
Yeah,
and so I said, God, I just, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then at that moment, three cardinals flew by. Two blue jays went and landed and started eating. And then squirrels started chasing each other. And God knows that my love language is nature. Like,
it's
I
birds.
Connect with God through nature.
Even the sparrows.
Right? Okay, so.
Wow, you just got her excited, David. Right, so she's excited, like,
Because we were talking about Enneagrams yesterday, right? And how I might be a one with a two wing or a one with a nine wing. I'm like, maybe I have two wings like a bird, and maybe it's a sparrow because God's eye
come on, Jen,
is on the sparrow, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I just get really excited when I think about how do I experience the goodness of God, the presence of God all the time. So this morning, as I'm just looking out my window, God is there.
Yeah.
And so do we have that mindset? So, like, I think part of what we need to do, encourage ourselves, is spending time alone with God where we create space that he can actually speak to us. And it's funny because that's what I was doing, because I was really wrestling with my thoughts, and this guy named Steve Bradley calls.
I'm always texting her.
Calls and says, hey, you know, you don't have to do this. And whenever he says, you don't have to do this, I'm like, oh my. And so he's
Plays
like,
that card.
I would love for you to come and encourage our folks. And all I could think about was, I have nothing encouraging to say.
Well, not only are they,
And here you are, just, you know, being used by God mightily. I think we want to pick this back up a little bit further and dial into what you said about experiencing God's presence every single day and some of the specific encouragement you might have for people in your congregation, other Christians listening, because it's a real opportunity to grow closer with God during COVID-19. So let's pick this back up here. We'll play a couple songs and, hey, be encouraged today. God is with you wherever you are in Central Ontario.